Current climate change predictions find the New York City of 2050 will have more frequent and heavy rainstorms. In the latest story from our NYC 2050 series, WNYC's Stephen Nesson takes a look at what that means for a city with aging infrastructure that's already overburdened by rainfall now.
Remember that freak rainstorm on Long Island in August?
People trapped in their homes by rising waters.
More than a foot of rain fell in Islip in 24 hours, breaking the state's daily rainfall record. And just a month before that,
flooding closed all lanes on the Cross Bronx Expressway at Jerome Avenue in the Bronx for about 45
Scientists
minutes.
Predict events like these will be less freakish and more frequent. By 2050, annual precipitation could increase by a modest 5 or 10%. But more importantly, heavy torrential rainstorms could occur 4 or 5 times a year. So why are a few more inches of rain a year such a big deal in a city? Let's say I have a coffee cup outside my window. An inch wouldn't look like a lot of water. But let's say I have a whole window ledge covered in coffee cups, and I pour all of those inches of rain into one cup, it'd spill over. 72% of the city is made up of impervious surfaces, meaning concrete and asphalt. And when it rains, it's like a city full of coffee cups, all being emptied into one single cup. Jim Rice, a professor of environmental science at Queens College, explains.
When you take all of that area and you drop an inch.
We meet on the Pulaski Bridge in Queens, overlooking the Newtown Creek.
That's a huge volume.
And that's what's happening to our sewage treatment plants. The water is spilling over. An inch of rain from 6 billion square feet of impervious surface is filling the sewers every time there's a heavy downpour. The problem is, once all this rain goes down the storm drain, it mixes with the city's sewage. And every year, an average of 27 billion gallons of combined stormwater and sewage is dumped directly into our waterways.
The sewer system can't effectively funnel all of the human waste into the treatment centers where it will ultimately be broken down and safely dispose of it.
In 2005, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency found the city violated the Clean Water Act. So New York City agreed to reduce the amount of untreated water flowing into the waterways. One way to do this is through gray infrastructure. So far, the city has spent $10 billion to upgrade sewer pipes and create water holding tanks, so less water spills into waterways during storms. But DEP officials say green infrastructure is cheaper. Rooftop gardens and bioswales, those trees and plants in the sidewalk protected by black wrought iron fencing. The kinds of things that existed before we paved over the city. And then there's green streets, places that were once concrete wastes of space, like this one in Cambria Heights, Queens. What was once a median, large enough to park a food truck on, is now a garden full of rugged plants and native trees. Franco Montalto, a professor at Drexel University, is helping the city with these projects. He explains why it's such an effective way to manage stormwater.
There's a few feet of engineered soil.
Different layers of rock and sand.
The soil mix is selected specifically both to allow infiltration of water and also to retain a certain amount of water.
This green street sits in a valley where two hills meet. Montalto discovered that during Irene and Sandy, all of the water that flowed down the hills into this green street was completely absorbed, and none of it flowed into the sewer system or the streets.
As the water is coming in, it's going into the ground and creating more space on the surface to capture more.
The city plans to spend $2.5 billion over the next 20 years on green infrastructure. But that would only remove 1 inch of stormwater runoff from 10% of the city's impervious surfaces. And in a city that never stops building, will that be enough to cope with a future filled with heavier rains? They sure hope so. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.
Our NYC 2050 reporting is a partnership with NBC4 New York. Tomorrow, hear about how rising energy demand will tax our electric grid. To tell us how worried you are about climate change and what you're doing about it, if anything, tell us where you stand at WNYC.org.